Happy Easter. Happy Easter to you, Florence. This is 9 o'clock on the 6th of April, and I'm just getting around to taping my Easter letter. I hope you've had a pleasant Easter and had lots of people around to talk to and maybe go to church, visit. I didn't get to church today since I had the duty. I had to go in and stay at the office all day long. I didn't have too much action going on. But I got a little paperwork done and I got to do some things that I had to do around the office. We had the helicopter working today and a few people went out. The boss had to go and visit all the districts. And my old boss, Jim May, came back yesterday for a tour of Vietnam and some information, and he's going to stay with us for 3 days. He stayed last night, and he'll stay tonight and tomorrow night. And I talked to him about my application for school in Washington, and he said he couldn't find anything up there about it. And well, in the meantime, I got the thing back, and they disapproved it down in Saigon, and it never got any further than Saigon. They said I was too old, and my language ability wasn't quite high enough. The first test I took to indicate what kind of language ability I had. So, I guess I'll have to give up the school, and now I guess I'll have to give up Vietnam unless something directs me to come back here for a second tour. I've been approved for a second tour, and so I guess I'll have to wait till I get home to make up my mind talking to you. If I do come back, I think it would be better for you to go to Safe Haven in Manila or someplace, and probably then you could have a tour outside too. But I don't know. I have a feeling that soon they're going to let wives come out to Vietnam. I think it'll happen before too long a time, and I hope so anyway. Well, Jim May looks pretty good. He's been up in Washington at that FSI where I was. He's his number two man in charge there, I guess. And hello, Banap. Why don't you just put his clothes on the bed, Banap? Just leave there and let him put them away. Jim, just leave him there and May put them away. Then Banap just brought in some of Jim's laundry. I let him have my room. And I'm taping this off while he's down below. And the maid just brought in some of his laundry, and she wants to put it in his suitcase, I guess. Banap, moon say ciao om ba William? Huh?
Chào bà William, mình vừa á. Bà Ngọc sanh được bé bé sanh gái. Bà William có thích bé bé sanh gái không?
Thank you, Banap. She said, hello, bà William. And she said, bà William, she has a baby son. And she wants to know if bà William want the baby son too, and she'd like to have everybody have a baby, and but I guess she don't know that you and I have tried too many years. Well, the action looks like it's moving along pretty reasonable out here. We've kind of had a peaceful Easter. There hasn't been anything going on here for quite a few days, and looks like the Paris talks are going to have same old stalledy stall, and the VC will go back and in the mountains for a month or two, and then when they get ready, they'll come out and stir up a little action, just enough to keep the world aware that the VC are still here and that the North Vietnam NVA people are to be bargained with. We don't expect too much from them, and I guess they don't expect too much from us, but it's interesting listening to the discussions that Jim May brings back from Washington. And these FSOs, you know, are professional foreign service people, so they're really interested in everything that goes on politically and economically in countries. And this setup here is they have the problems, but they haven't been able to solve them yet from the foreign service officer angle. I haven't really got much news today. I hope that you've got a lot of news for me. Seems like they've been holding the mail up from us, and I don't get my usual letter every day or so or package. Speaking of packages, this is Sunday morning, and I got up and bun up and made some pancakes with your prepared flour, and this prepared stuff I think is real old, and I don't recall whether you sent me any more of that Bisquick or not, but this one down the bottom, I just had to throw it away. It wasn't any good, and I haven't had time to look since I had the duty this morning, and I had to dash off to the office before I could enjoy myself too much having breakfast. But I had some hot cakes that Banoff fixed for.